Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Zama.
That would be a little weird.
Ew.
I think we've done that before. Because we started talking about...
We're gonna be... Eventually, it's going to happen.
There's just going to be some...
There's only so many, you know. And, yeah. Zama sounds like a kind of coffee. Like, this is our special Zama blend.
Yes.
You know, straight from the hills of Nicaragua. Or something. I don't know.
Yes, I think we can... We think we could probably make that happen.
We could just make it up, you know. This is Zamanese.
Can I have that with one of those strawberry shortcake things that they had the other day? Wasn't it something like that?
Oh, I didn't see this.
Or what?
Oh, strawberry cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Yeah, like something.
Can I have that, like, yeah, a Zama blend with that?
I texted Shane about that. I was like, you got to stop.
Yeah, this
is dangerous. I'm trying to lose weight here.
This is dangerous for our health,
yeah.
Shane.
It's a problem. It's high pressure.
I know we're on vacation. But
I'm not on vacation.
Pretty close.
I am pretty close to it. One of the stops I'm making on vacation, we're going to Voodoo Donuts, and
yes,
I'm going to tear it up.
I've told you, I believe that place is
a little overrated,
but you're excited about it, so
donut.
I'm not going to diminish your excitement.
I love donuts.
Their donuts are fine.
So, also, we found a place that does Korean fried chicken.
Oh.
So, it's fried chicken, but it's Korean, so we're going to try it.
So what does that entail?
It's actually dog.
Oh, God.
It's just the way they fry it and, like, the sauce that they put it in. I don't know.
That was Brian Haydad that said that? Brian Haydad.
Remember the Sopranos? They actually do eat those.
Yeah.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's 100% dog-free. Just go to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Remember, every order supports the Bulldog Initiative. You can help a bulldog instead of, you know, other things. Just like you can with our friends over at, we're going to leave that behind, at Pip Printing and Signs. Their motto says, it's reliable service for every business need. What that means is this: whatever it's going to take to get people through your door, Pip Printing and Signs has a solution for you. If it's new signage, if it's marketing materials, banners, window and wall graphics, whatever it is that you think can attract new customers and help keep old customers, Pip Printing and Signs has a plan for you. 30 years of doing business in this state, MSU owned and operated, and a Bulldog Initiative business since 2022, and they want to help you donate to the Bulldog Initiative. You're already spending money on printing. Spend it with Pip Printing. Tell them you heard about it here on Thunder and Lightning. 10% of your sale goes right to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. That's a win-win that you can't beat. That's a deal you cannot beat. When you need printing, call Pip today, 601-499-5216. CollegeCornerStore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. A friend of mine texted me. She was like, I have a Banner M tag. Can College Corner replace that? I don't think we can replace car tags at College Corner. But everything else, you can get rid of your Banner M. I'm going to convince Scott, the owner. It's like, we got to have a Banner M trade-in policy. You trade in your Banner M, and we'll give you 10% off.
Can we do what we did in the 70s when they burned all the records or whatever? Let's just burn all the Banner M's. Bring your Maroon is All That Matters shirt and get 25% off.
It's 10%. So here's what I say: 10% off any Banner M, but 15% off Maroon is All That Matters. If you give a Maroon is All That Matters shirt,
yes.
We could do this. We can make.
We could. There are people
talk
that
to Scott about this.
There are people that value money much more than that raggedy T-shirt.
I agree.
From 2004.
I agree. I want to live in a world without that. We'll see if we can make it happen.
Surely to God, eventually that stuff's going to turn to dust.
There's people who are going to be buried in those shirts and be wrapped around a skeleton. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson.
This burned is all that matters shirt for my cold, dead hands. I'm not going to give Robbie and Brian the satisfaction.
If you show up at the gate with that shirt on, St. Peter's going to turn you away.
Brian.
Be like, nah, dog. That's what he's going to say. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Guess where we're going as soon as we get done recording this podcast?
Where?
Restaurant Tyler.
Yeah!
We did it.
Can't wait for that blue plate.
That's going to be fantastic.
Catfish today.
I think you might be on the right path there.
Some catfish.
A little catfish. Catfish, maybe some cheese grits. Of course, yeah, I don't know. They might have some specials going today. Remember, last time we were there, they had chicken and dumplings.
That is correct.
And if that's the case, Brian's going to have chicken and dumplings because Brian likes chicken and dumplings.
That's correct.
If you are going to grab lunch in Starkville, if you're a person like me, you want a blue plate for lunch, you want to get it at Restaurant Tyler. It's the best in town. Great selection of meats and veggies. They've got great cornbread, and I'm telling you, it's great cornbread. That's all you need to know. Plus, if you don't want to do the blue plate route, they have burgers, sandwiches. They got all sorts of great stuff. So check them out. Head over to Restaurant Tyler. 16 Priority One Bank locations. That means if you live in central Mississippi, there is a location near you. If you want to deal with a bank that gives you everything the big corporate banks give you from a financial standpoint, but doesn't give you the runaround that those banks give you. You know, you're not putting you on hold for 40 minutes at a time. Not making you talk to this person, then this person. And if you just want to go right to somebody you know in your community, you want to do business with Priority One Bank. If you're a Priority One Bank customer, you already know about their app. It's a lot more than just moving your money around. You know, most people, their banking apps are just like, I'm moving it from savings to checking or whatever. Not with Priority One. It's a lot more than just that. Check it out. PriorityOneBank.com is the website. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It is Rumblings Day. And we got some really good questions here. So let's just jump.
I popped this thing up late yesterday.
Yeah.
And it got a lot of traction.
A lot of traction.
I totally forgot about it, but I'm very happy people contributed.
Know. They know. Here we go. Our guy Colton Watson on his game, ready to go.
He
number
was refreshing
one.
The page.
He was. He's like, what is happening? Rank these records from least to most breakable. Jarvis Vernardo's 564 block shots. Jake Mangum's 383 hits. Nick Fitzgerald's 3,607 rushing yards by a quarterback. That's the most breakable.
The quarterback?
Yeah. I mean, you could get a great athlete who's not a great thrower. You know, a guy who's, especially like an option quarterback, somebody from Army or Navy, although Navy's gotten away from that a little bit, but somebody like that could rush for 900 yards a year.
Well, and this is a SEC record, right? So it's got to be an SEC team. So it wouldn't
that's a good
be
point,
like a
yeah.
service academy.
That's right. Yeah, he's not the all-time leading rusher. So even then, though, you could get somebody. I'm trying to think like, if Jalen Milroe was a little bit worse of a passer, because Milroe is probably a pro. But if you get somebody who's just like he's a really great runner and he can do some things with his arm, you could get somebody who breaks that.
I don't know if anything is really unbreakable anymore. I didn't think Pete Maravich would ever be passed, and then Caitlin Clark came, which I know it's women's, but still.
It's different, too, yeah.
That's still a lot of points.
Yeah, no question.
So, you know, I don't know. I don't know if anything's really
excuse me
unbreakable, but it's going to be tougher to break a lot of these records just because the COVID thing is now about to be finished. Mm-hmm. This is the time to do it because there would be players that would hang around for 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got, you know, with transfer portal and players leaving early, it's just going to be tougher for guys to stick around and break that stuff. But
so I've ranked that one the most breakable.
John Rhys Plumlee, you know, had they kind of kept their thing, he might have
broken it. Could have broken it, yeah.
Had they kind of stayed the same.
Vernardo is the answer. That's just a ton of block shots.
That's a lot of block shots, and it's such an art.
Yeah.
It's just a very niche.
Yeah. Mangum is like that, too. You're talking about you got to have to find a guy to stay for 4 years who's hitting at like a 360 clip. Most of those guys are going to get drafted. It's just
a guy's going to have like well over 100 hits every year for 3 years. Which is that's a lot
of hits. Now you're talking about hitting 400. And the other thing that's good about Mangum is this, right? Four super regionals and two College World Series. Yeah. Played a ton of games. Looking at his college career, he played 62, 65, 68, and 67 games. I mean, who plays in that many games? So I'm going to go, I'm going to save Arenado, but especially in the SEC, that's going to be really tough.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Rank these off-season priorities for MSU sports from lowest to highest priority.
Highest to lowest.
Highest to lowest. It's the same.
Well, not really. It just changed the whole ranking.
Retaining Josh Hubbard, finding at least a 12.7 boards post player in the portal, finding more portal defenders for football after spring practice, good offensive installation during spring fall practice, hiring a baseball coach. So, you know, I want to say it's finding more portal defenders is first, should be highest, but I don't know that they're going to do it. I don't really know. I mean, if they couldn't get anybody in the first window, who are they going to get in the second window?
Yeah, but I mean, does that change the fact that it's a high priority?
It's a high priority, though. Don't mess with that. That's my camera.
It looked like it was off. Is it not?
It is off. I'm just saying,
No, I mean, it looked like it was off kilter.
Oh, I don't know. I had it where I wanted it yesterday.
Sorry.
Now I have to go and look at that.
Oh, it'll take 2 seconds when you turn it on later.
Every second of your life is precious. And now that's 2 seconds I got to waste.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying my life is precious.
It is precious. So let's go with that first. Hubbard is second.
Yeah.
You got to keep
Don't.
But I'm not sweating that.
Yeah. Like, you know, people have automatically, this dude got good, and they're like, oh, it's how we're going to hold on to him.
It's the Mississippi State way. Why doesn't anybody respect us? Oh, God, that guy's going to leave immediately. You don't respect yourselves.
And they try, like, if the team's struggling and the guy's good, they try to force him to transfer.
Like, he's gone. He won't stay.
Like, he needs to leave. Again, like, why do you people do this?
Yeah. Third is the 12.7 boards guy.
All this over baseball.
Yeah. Here's the thing, like, it's lowest priority because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And when that happens, Mississippi State will get a good coach. I don't sweat it at all.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like,
It's not something that you should put at the top.
It's like saying,
it's
like,
anyway.
You know, is waking up tomorrow a priority? Yeah, I'd like to wake up. Like, I'd prefer not to die. But I don't sweat the ability to wake up in the morning. You know, State will go through the season, they'll make a change, and then you can just move on with your life. So,
okay.
Brick Thomas, do you believe that Helen Keller was really blind and deaf? This has become like a thing.
You don't.
No, that's not true. Don't even start
that.
You
mentioned it several times.
I mentioned that it's a thing, but I believe she was blind and deaf.
I do too. I don't know where this came from.
Well, it's because people don't believe that somebody like that could learn to talk.
Yeah.
And I get it. I get why that's a weird thing. That's why the name of the book is The Miracle Worker.
It really is tough to imagine.
Yeah.
Like, you can't hear or see. How do you learn?
What a miserable existence that had to be.
Well, you don't know anything else. That's what I always think about. Is my great-grandmother was blind.
Yeah.
And my dad
born blind or
she was born blind.
Oh, wow.
And my dad, she and my dad were like thick as thieves. Mm-hmm. My dad loved her more than anybody on this world, and she loved him the same way. And she was an incredible cook. Mm-hmm. She could play the piano. She was talented, super smart. She didn't know any different. Mm-hmm. And she knew what brother was in the kitchen. Like, she sensed who it was.
Yeah.
So whenever you lose, I've always heard, like, when you lose a sense,
something else
it heightens
picks up,
the rest of your senses.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. She was an extraordinary woman.
Mm-hmm.
She apparently, her senses were so heightened elsewhere that it was, I guess, she was capable of doing it. So, yeah. I don't know.
Did anybody stick out to you at the NFL Combine? I can't tell you how little of the Combine I worked out. Although Joe Milton, I did see a little bit of his film.
I did not watch a second.
Yeah, but Milton throwing the ball 70. If football was played with no processing, you could just throw the ball and that was how you scored. Joe Milton would be the best player in pro football.
Yeah, we said that last year about him. Like, the talent's undeniable, but he just hasn't. If he couldn't beat out Hendon Hooker, I mean, who I think is solid, I don't know.
John, I've been listening to the show since 2018, and I feel like I don't know much about y'all. Well, I mean, Robbie's only been on the show since 2021, so I don't, you know, I'm just saying.
That's still, like, almost 3 years.
How do you, How about a 30-second or so bio for each? How do you not know about us? I'm not answering this. This is ridiculous.
Well, that's not nice.
We put a ton of our personal life stuff on here.
Yeah, but he's trying to be nice and get to know us a little bit and have us talk about ourselves.
I mean, I'm from Vicksburg. I went to St. Al. I went to Mississippi State. I like to cook out. I like Batman. I like Star Wars. I enjoy The Sopranos.
Like wrestling?
I do like professional wrestling. I'm married with two children.
In fairness to Brian, John, these are all things that he's mentioned
on this show
routinely.
I'm married. I have two daughters. I mean, what else is there to my life?
I don't think there is.
There you go. What about you?
I'm from Winston County, originally born in Choctaw County. I live in Choctaw County now. Just built a house last year. I got a wife and a kid, 5-year-old, and I love music and wrestling and sports.
There you go. Dalton Lee. Okay. He just went to the movies. There's nothing too big.
Oh, God.
All right.
I was bracing myself.
I was like...
I saw a lady shot in the street the other day.
I was standing on top of the Eiffel Tower. I went to see Dune Part 2, and it was phenomenal. I genuinely can't remember a movie that has been on my mind since I left the movie theater this much. Have y'all had an experience where that movie was all you could think about for the next few days? I have. The Matrix.
Really?
When I saw The Matrix, I immediately watched it again. I didn't see it in the theaters. My mom was a member of like this Movie of the Month club, and normally they just sent like rom-coms and stuff on VHS. This is how long ago this was.
Yeah.
And 1 month they sent her The Matrix. And I was like, are you going to watch this? She was like, no. I was like, well, I've heard about this movie. Let me watch it. And I watched it, and I immediately rewound it and watched it again. I was like, I am blown away by this movie. And I thought about it for days after.
Was that a thing back in the day, or was that just like me that if you rented a movie, you watched it, and then like the next day you watched it again?
No, yeah, absolutely. Because like you only had it for a certain amount of time.
And we don't really do that anymore.
No. No.
Like with Netflix and stuff where it's like at your disposal. Like, there's I watched the movie, I'm like, done. Like, oh, it was good.
Yeah.
But or is it just the fact that we don't...
It's TV shows now. Like, we're watching Sopranos the other night.
That's true.
Yeah.
But shoot, that was... I mean, Sopranos was early 2000s.
Yeah, no. Yeah, at that point, you couldn't rewatch, but now that you can, people are rewatching. I mean, how many times have John has watched it? Like 4 times, he says.
Yeah, this is my second time through. Yeah, I've watched Breaking Bad 2 times through.
Exactly. Game of Thrones, stuff like that. Yeah.
But that was my thing. Like, I remember renting Gladiator.
Yeah.
And I watched it like 4 times in a weekend.
Yeah, because you only have it for so much time.
Yeah, like we just watched the crap out of
this
movie.
When you own something, when you can watch it whenever, you don't appreciate it as much.
But we would rent movies. First of all, we'd take a bag full of movies home with us. It would cost like 50 cents or something. And you're just walking out with a bag of movies. And we would just watch the movies like the entire weekend and not move. And then take them back or whatever after a couple of days.
Yeah.
I guess they had like the 5-day rentals.
Yeah.
I miss those times sometimes.
Yeah, I do too. It was a simpler time.
Louisville still has a functioning video store.
I believe it.
Discount Video is still
rolling. They got the adult stuff back in the back.
I can't remember if I think they did back in the day, but
that's how you keep those things afloat.
There's been like 3 different video places that have competed against that one and didn't survive.
Yeah.
Movie Gallery came through one time. Another like small town one.
Yeah.
That one has stood the test of time.
There you go. Ford Polk, explain to me how you have movies made 20 and 30 years ago. Lord of the Rings, Jurassic Park, Independence Day. They look real. And movies made in the present day that look like cartoons. Make that make sense. It's like we've backpedaled.
I've thought about that before.
It's a lot
Marvel
of it,
does that.
It's a lot of it is because they do green screen as opposed to actually having a set or going on location. Like look at like the Star Wars movies, the first three, right? They're sets, they're huge sets. There's models and everything. If you watch the prequels, everybody's just walking all the time because they're on green screen. There's no set.
People have gotten more lazy, I think.
Yeah, I agree
with
that.
When making these things, it's really annoying because you watch a movie and even music. To a certain extent, like the stuff, the way that music used to be produced is totally different than it is today.
Mm-hmm.
They used to get in a room and everybody would just play the song,
yeah,
like in the room. That happened a lot,
yeah.
And I guess it still happens some, but now it's more tracks that they merge together.
Right.
And sometimes it's done through a computer, which is fine. That's, to me, it's still creative, but it's just not the same.
If what bodily function do you wish would go away? It's like, what you're saying here is I can say crap. Like, I don't want to be have to take crap anymore.
Although, vomit. Yeah,
sometimes. Vomit might be the right answer. That's, I think that's the correct answer.
I mean, who likes to vomit?
Nobody. Like, sometimes, you know, you get a little peace and quiet in there, so I don't mind taking a seat.
Yeah.
But vomiting is never, there's never a time like, I really need to vomit. Let me go do that.
The act of going to the restroom, just in case my mom's listening to this, because she's not fond of what she calls bathroom humor.
This is a serious talk. There's no humor involved.
That's true. The act of doing that is nice sometimes. Sit down, read the newspaper, scroll through your phone.
Yeah.
Like you said, get away from everybody else.
Yeah.
Unless you are a person, just hypothetically, like maybe somebody on this beat, mm-hmm. that would go to a person's house and go to the restroom and back up the toilet. And that's not fun. That's just a total hypothetical.
Who would do that?
I'm not saying that anybody would actually do that, but that's just a hypothetical. That's a nightmare.
Yeah, I agree. That's the worst kind of person.
And then the second worst person is the one that went before that would have contributed to
that. That might actually be the worst person, to be honest with you, who didn't tell anybody.
You're playing Russian roulette.
Yeah. We'll stay on this topic. Willie Dizzle asks, what's the worst feeling? The sudden uncertainty of if you close the garage on the way to work, or the feeling of when the toilet paper rips? Oh, the toilet paper rips is not a good thing.
The toilet paper rips.
Like you're cleaning yourself up and you feel like
it tears up.
Yeah, you don't want that. Nobody.
Yeah, that's no
fun. I don't have a garage that closes, so I don't have that issue.
I don't have a door yet on my garage.
Yeah, so don't worry about that. Brian McDuff, my good friend. You did best freshman. What about best first-year player? I would think LaToya and Jake would rank number one. But what about men's basketball and football? Lawrence Roberts? Smoot? How dare you? How dare Brian McDuff for men's basketball throw out? I love Lawrence Roberts, but how dare you?
Dante?
Dante Jones is the answer.
Yeah.
First-year player.
Up there for sure.
First-year player for football. Is there a JUCO that just, like, Montez Sweat came in and was good right away? Smoot would be a good one. Robert Bean would be a good one.
Smoot would probably be ahead of
of Montez.
Montez.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think my way around. If like was there
J.J. Johnson?
Ooh, J.J. Johnson. He led the SEC in rushing. Yeah, that's a good choice.
In his first year, was he ahead of Smoot?
It's
Smoot
close.
Was an All-American. Was that his
JJ
second?
Smoot was All-American his second year.
JJ
is really, really, that's a good choice. That's a good choice. There's good answers. Brooke and Fairchild, I recently spent over 2 hours on a tech help chat that made me feel totally inept. When was a time dealing with IT or tech support? When was the time dealing with IT or tech support was less than enjoyable?
When was it less than enjoyable?
I've never dealt with IT or tech support and it was enjoyable. Who? No. I don't want to deal with those people. I understand that they are vital, but I don't want to talk to them because it means something's gone wrong.
I got scammed one time.
Oh, no.
I felt like no offense to those out there, but I felt like a really old person that gets scammed
no
easily.
No offense to the really old people.
Yeah. Like people like my grandmother, you know, people like that.
Yeah.
I got a call and the guy was like, sir, you really got to, we're at Microsoft and we've just noticed you have a massive virus in your computer.
Oh no.
And so like, I was like maybe 23, 24 or something.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, we will insert antivirus right now and clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me control your computer.
Oh no.
So the dude controls my computer and it just shuts off.
Yeah.
And he basically, like, held me hostage mm-hmm. through my computer. Like, I had to pay, like, a certain amount of money or whatever to get it fixed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
Never trust anybody.
DTA.
There you go. That's right. There is no amount of money that would make me get in the ring with Prime Mike Tyson. But how much would it take for you to step into the MMA ring, to a ring with an MMA fighter that's 50 pounds lighter than you? So this is an issue for me because I'm still talking about a guy who's 240 pounds.
Yeah.
That's still a big dude.
Yeah. And at 240 in MMA, they would be, they'd probably be pretty jacked.
I mean, you're talking about somebody who would be fighting Lesnar usually, yeah, right? How much do you weigh?
215.
So now we're talking about somebody who's like 165. Now here's the issue with you. That guy's gonna be cat-like quick. Like,
we'll be like what, like Conor McGregor or something.
How much does Conor McGregor weigh?
As long as I know they're not gonna permanently injure
him. He weighs 170, so he's a little heavy.
It's gonna be close.
I'm not getting the ring.
But it's
with
gonna be a guy like that.
I'm not getting the ring with any of these guys.
I mean, what kind of money would it take?
I mean, enough that I can, you know, they're going to pay for my hospital bills the rest of my life when I'm on a vegetable.
That's the thing. Like, are you going to fight me for real, or are you just going to, like, put me in a submission hold?
As soon as they ring the bell.
If you're going to start punching me in the face until I give up,
yeah,
like, I don't want to do that.
Like, yeah, I'd much rather be in a submission hold where I can tap quickly.
Yeah. Like, you're just going to put me, like, in the arm bar.
Yeah,
and you're,
I'm out. Yeah.
You're not going to injure me.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I don't want to fight a striker.
Like $50,000?
Yeah. I'd be.
Would that do?
Yeah, sure. Ani Robertson, Jason Kelce retiring as one of the best centers ever got me thinking, what current NFL players will have an argument for the best all-time at their position when they retire? Mahomes is going to have that argument.
Yes. He's going to have to win more Super Bowls.
Yeah. Kelce will have that argument. Travis Kelce will have that argument at tight end.
Yep.
If he continues. He's got to move by another year or two to put up big stats. There's not a receiver that's in Jerry Rice territory.
No.
There's
definitely not a running back.
There's definitely not a running back. There's not a linebacker in like that Lawrence Taylor, mm-mm, Dick Butkus kind of. There's not a DB right now that's like a Deion Sanders like that.
I think it's just probably Mahomes and Kelce, and
yeah,
that might be it.
I'm trying to think of linemen. Nah, I mean, yeah, those are the best answers, yeah.
By the way, it wouldn't shock me if Fletcher Cox follows suit.
Yeah, he could be the next one to go. Also, is Five Guys fast food? Now, this is a debate that I had with Bob Karskadden.
That created division between you and I.
Yes, because you and I disagree, right?
Yes.
I say it is fast food.
We had an argument over this on Twitter.
That's right.
Yep.
It's fast food. It's 100% fast food. You're handing your food in a paper bag. It's wrapped in aluminum foil. It's burgers and fries. The fact that they don't have a drive-thru is irrelevant to me.
See, I think my mind has changed over the,
now,
over
expensive
the last
fast food.
10 years.
It is expensive.
Yeah.
But it is fast food.
I think my mind has changed on that. I think I do consider it fast food.
It's fast food.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like...
They have three things on the menu. Yeah.
My big thing about that was the lack of a drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
It was a sit-down restaurant.
Yeah.
But I think... You can make a case.
Yeah. That they don't serve you either. It's like you just go back to the counter and pick
right.
up your food.
Right.
There's no waiter bringing you your burger.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. All right. That wasn't nearly as contentious as I thought it would be.
Well, I've matured and grown older and wiser.
I have not. All right. Here's a question that if you're not a wrestling fan, you just need to skip ahead. We might be on this one for a little while. Ryan Nelson, who was better, Sting or The Undertaker?
Hmm.
Do you know who is not a big Sting fan? Brandon Walker.
Really?
Doesn't consider him one of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
The Icon.
I'm just telling you what the man says.
Why does he do that?
I think it's because he never had that WWE run. But it doesn't matter.
Who cares?
He could have stopped wrestling after that last Nitro and still been one of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
Here's the real thing is which is the better gimmick?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
Because I think they both were basically the same person
mm-hmm.
in their respective organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And Undertaker was in the bigger market.
Mm-hmm.
He was in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
His gimmick might be the greatest gimmick of all time.
Yeah.
But Sting going from surfer, California guy to the crow.
It was incredible.
Is the most incredible transformation I've ever seen.
Like, The Undertaker going from The Undertaker, the dead man, to American Badass wasn't that incredible. But, like, when Sting became the Crow, you were like, this is one of the greatest things ever.
That was, you know, I saw on Facebook yesterday, I don't know if this is true, but mm-hmm. he apparently said that he was not copying the Crow. mm-hmm. which is
that's
been true. It's been confirmed that's not true.
Well, because I saw Scott an Hall came Scott up Hall with it. Like you ever seen The Crow?
And, yeah, came up with it.
Yeah,
and his makeup is almost the exact same.
It's,
with
the it's the
exception
crow.
Of like the lightning bolt.
It's The Crow. Just don't. It's The Crow.
But I still remember mm-hmm. the night. Now Undertaker when he debuted, I think it was Survivor Series yeah. in 92
from Death Valley.
Yeah, when that happened, I was like 2 or 3 years old, so I don't remember that. I remember the entire Sting run.
Yeah,
when he went from he kind of transitioned out of the surfer thing and yeah. he grew his hair longer
grew his hair out a little bit. Yeah,
but when he came out and said like, you know, I just need some time off or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember that, and yeah. I remember the night they showed him in the rafters.
Yeah.
And I was like, what in the world is that incredible. White face?
It's incredible.
And then coming down from the rafters
yeah,
was
so good. So I'm old enough that I remember Sting when he was one of the Blade Runners with Rock, who yeah. of course is the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, that was way before
so,
my
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's yeah. If you made me pick, The Undertaker had the better career.
Yes.
But Sting is a bigger part of my wrestling experience than The Undertaker.
Mine too.
Okay.
But I would give Undertaker the edge from a neutral perspective just because of his WrestleMania run.
Mm-hmm.
He is way more mainstream.
Yes.
Everybody knows who the Undertaker yes. is. Not everybody knows Sting.
And I think a part of that is the face paint.
Yeah.
Like you don't ever, you never really saw Sting without the face paint. Like you see the Undertaker out, you're like, that's the Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
Sting is probably a guy, especially when he didn't have the bleach blonde hair, that could probably blend in a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially if you had like sunglasses on or something. You would never know Steve Borden that well. So
I was a little Stinger for sure back in the day.
What should Jason Kelsey's next career be? I think he needs to figure out he could find a path that takes him sort of like McAfee.
Yes.
Like I don't want to have him on a studio show wearing a suit.
No.
He needs to be a little bit more relaxed. Keep his podcast going with his brother because that's just too good. But he could find a platform like that.
I think he can go into acting.
He could.
Like he could definitely be in like some comedies and stuff. He's a funny dude.
He could. A. Swenson, was that the best pay-per-view of the last 20 years? Was that the best retirement match ever? So two separate questions. I don't think that was the best pay-per-view of the last 20 years. I mean, WrestleMania 30 did happen.
Yeah.
But
there's been some better ones, but this is the best one in a while.
Yeah. That said, for retirement matches, normally, you know, your retirement matches are you see your hero get pinned the last time. And this is the first time you didn't really see that. Sting got the win. He got to go out on top. He got his hand raised. I love that. I thought that was fantastic.
A technical retirement match, I would put Shawn Michaels and Ric Flair
yeah.
over that.
Yes.
I know Ric fought after that, but that yeah. was considered a retirement match.
Yes.
That one was probably the best I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But this one was really good, man.
Yeah, like, really enjoyable. Let's see here. We'll do one more, then we'll go to the break here. If you could go back, Kirk Kennard, if you could go back in time at any point and convince someone to attend Mississippi State, who would you add to increase the university's status or athletic achievements?
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton's a good choice. I have a good choice. I think I have a really good choice. You ready?
Okay.
Phil Knight.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Phil Knight is my answer. Imagine if State had the Oregon set up. Imagine if Nike was in Mississippi.
Yeah.
You know, the Nike plant was in Mississippi. I mean, my goodness.
That'd be nice.
That's my answer. From just an athletic standpoint, Cam Newton is the correct answer.
Yeah.
Cam Newton
is going to be like the hypothetical for Mississippi State forever.
I'm just trying to think if there's somebody. Is there somebody State could have flipped from Ole Miss? Eli Manning? Would that have been just been funny?
It would be hilarious because that is an Ole Miss legacy that...
Imagine if he had gone to play for Jackie Sherrill.
Oh.
Been incredible. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Guys, whatever you're looking to cook out this weekend, the weather's going to be great. It's time to fire up the grill. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef. So if you're in your backyard, if you're in the left field lounge, wherever you are grilling, let's make sure some beef is on the grill this weekend. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thank you to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. See, now we reset the restaurant Tyler clock today. Now the Two Brothers clock is clicking. It's ticking.
It's been a week and a half since I've been, so.
Starting to get the shakes a little bit, so.
Yep.
We'll do that very, very soon. You need to make a trip to Two Brothers anytime you're in Starkville. People always ask me, you know, hey, Brian, I'm coming to Starkville, I'm covering a game there. Well, where should I go? I always send them to Two Brothers, and I've never had anybody call me back and be like, you idiot. Not for that anyway. I've had people call me back and
say, happens.
You idiot, but not because of I sent them to Two Brothers. So enjoy some smoked Southern soul food and support the Bulldog Initiative when you dine at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products and great service. That's the motto for a lot of businesses. And anybody can make you the sale. You know, you can go anywhere and buy stuff. But who supports you after the sale? Who is there when something goes wrong? That's the businesses that stick around. And for 49 years, that's been Advantage Business Systems. They are the leaders in selling business technology here in this state. But then they are also the leaders in service after the sale. So when you buy a copy or a printer from Advantage Business Systems, you know that if something goes wrong, they're going to be able to help you out and help you out quickly. No waiting around for call centers and out-of-state technicians. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. I haven't mentioned it a couple the last few times, but don't forget, when you shop at Maroon & Co., our discount is still in effect. Thunder15 is the code. You can use it online or in-store. Exclusions do apply. It's 15% off any regular priced item. So all the great polos, t-shirts, baseball caps, all the great gear they have there, you can get a 15% discount with our code THUNDER15. If you're headed to Davis Wade, if you're headed to Duty Noble, if you're headed to the Hump, you need to head to Maroon & Co. before you get there to pick up some great new gear, some Bulldog Initiative gear, maybe a custom cowbell from the Bellsmith. They've got it all right there at Maroon & Co. Jay in Baltimore asks us, rank these lesser-known sports achievements. Ricky Henderson holding the steals record by 468 steals. That is.
That's wild.
That's incredible. Tony Gwynn hit 302 with two strikes.
What?
Imagine. But speaking of Brandon Walker, not a Tony Gwynn guy. Thinks he's overrated.
What?
I know.
One of the best eyes you'll ever see.
Rick Barry shot 90% free throws, shooting granny style. I mean, you should shoot granny style.
That's true.
I think Shaq would have averaged like 40 points a game if he had shot granny style.
God, it was so frustrating watching Shaq shoot the basketball.
It's like watching Tolu Smith. Pistol Pete averaging 44 a game with no threes. And then George Brett winning a hitting title in three different decades. Pistol Pete is one thing, though. He did average 38 shots a game.
Yeah.
I mean, he was their whole team. So, I he didn't shoot threes, but he shot 38 twos a game. I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot.
He could pass it too, though.
Yeah, he was a great player. No, definitely no hate for that guy. I think the answer here, the most incredible one, is the Ricky Henderson being 468 ahead of the next guy.
Yes.
Stolen bases is a thing that doesn't really exist anymore. Like, I know Acuna had the big year last year, but
they just don't do as much.
It used to be a thing where, like, you got your leadoff man on and he was going to steal second.
Yeah.
You know, and that was just the way it went.
Bunting and stolen, like, small ball just doesn't happen much anymore.
Exactly. John Peter. This is my other cousin. This is Steven's older brother.
John Peter?
John Peter Agustinelli.
Nice.
First time rumbler, long time rumblee. Going to Nashville for spring break. We are taking in a Nashville FC game. What else do you recommend to do in the Music City? It's funny you ask. I've actually been studying Nashville for the past few weeks because I'm going there in April.
I love Nashville.
A lot of great places to go there. Now, if he's got the little one with him, it's a little more difficult, but they have a ton of great restaurants.
Bar setting and arcade? Because I got a good
There's a couple of good barcades there to check out for sure. You should get some hot chicken. I mean, you should just do it.
Yeah, you got to. Not Hattie B's, but...
I mean, there's so many places, though. Yeah. It's like Mexican restaurants in Starkville. There's options there. You should go... It's outside of town, but go hit the Loveless Cafe up. That's a great place to grab lunch and a slice of pie.
That's right.
It's some pie.
I need some pie, please.
I'm trying to think of what else you should... I'm trying to think, if he's got the kids with him, it's difficult. Because you can't really go down to Broadway.
Ryman Auditorium.
Yeah, go check that out for sure. Check out the Grand Ole Opry and all that.
Go to the Opry Mills. They have a huge mall there. Yeah. It's got just about everything in it. And go watch a movie over there, too.
Yeah.
I like going there.
Yeah. So, got a lot of good stuff. Nashville's a fun town. What SEC record must the baseball team have to secure Lemonis' job for 2025? I think the answer is just whatever gets them into a regional.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much where we are right now, is you're just trying to get postseason play.
Right. If they're in postseason play, he's back. If he's not, he's not.
Which has been my stance the whole time on it. I think that he will return if he gets postseason.
Yeah. Josh asks, is Stone Simmons not going to play this season, or has he ended his playing career and decided to get into coaching? I think they wanted him to play, but he's just not.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on there.
This is the wildest Tommy John I've seen.
Yeah, it must have been really bad.
He just cannot get back.
Yeah. Steve Mormon, I'm older than y'all. My first year at State was a sophomore in 84 after 2 years at Colin. The head coach was Emily Blard, Bob Boyd, and Ron Polk. Scott Field had no lights. We had held 35,000. We had 3 games on campus at 1 o'clock. And had the original dude. The hump was about 15 years old. You couldn't even buy a cold beer in Starkville. What's your first year of everything? Okay. My first year at State was 94. Jackie Sherrill, Richard Williams, and Ron Polk. It's going to be funny. Do you have Polk too?
Yep.
That's funny. Scott Field had lights. It held 41,200. All of the games were played on campus at that time. There was no Jackson game in 94. I'm trying to think, we have night games that year. I don't remember a night game. I don't. We still had the original dude. The hump at that point is, like, I guess, 30 years old. Or, no, I'm sorry, 25 years old. You still couldn't buy cold beer in Starkville in 1994. What about you?
My first year was 07.
Okay.
Football coach was Sylvester Croon. Mm-hmm. Basketball coach was Rick Stansbury. Yeah. And Ron Polk was the baseball coach.
It's crazy.
Scott Field was probably 55,000 at that point. We had the bleachers.
They had the bleachers. They didn't have
the bleachers in the end zone.
But you had both upper decks.
I think it was 55.
Yeah, 55 is probably
01. The very end of 01 was when the upper deck opened.
Yeah.
Let's see. First game at night was
Thursday
the first
night.
Game.
Yeah,
was
Thursday night
LSU
game.
And Mississippi
yeah.
State.
Yeah.
State got just absolutely obliterated in that game. The hump was,
I mean, you're
I guess
about
it would have been
going on 40 at 30, that point.
Yeah, almost 40 years old.
Yeah. And the dude was still the dude.
Yep.
There you go.
And I guess they had beer.
Cold beer in 07 sounds like it was right.
You couldn't get it like out where the Highlands, like that.
Right, but you could
off.
Get it in town at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Andrew
Keystone
Madden.
Light was. Huh? Keystone Light for $5.99 for a 12-pack.
You can be careful with that. I'll get you married.
Yep.
Andrew Madden, I'm finally watching The Sopranos. Who's your 5 least favorite characters? Phil Leotardo is the worst. Can't wait to see what happens with him. All right,
boy.
Philly is up there.
Yes. Number one
Richie
is
Uprile.
Richie Uprile.
Richie Uprile is the worst
Number
character.
One. Nobody will pass him.
Hate it, Richie.
Phil's next for me.
Phil is 2.
AJ is next for me.
AJ is good. That's a good guy.
AJ's number 3.
AJ. He gets so much worse as the years go by.
Yep.
I loved Ralphie.
I hated Ralphie.
He was a great bad guy, though.
He was a great bad guy. He's a great character.
Yeah, he's so funny.
But that's why I hated him.
Yeah.
He was number 4 for me.
Okay, and then.
And then for me, it's Jackie Jr.
Jackie
5.
Jr. is. I can go with that.
I don't like Jackie Jr.
I can go with Jackie Jr. Yeah. What about Feach LaManna?
Who?
Feach.
Which one's he?
Robert Loggia.
That doesn't help.
You don't remember Feach? Well, he's the guy who...
The guy with the wandering eye?
Did he have the wandering eye?
I forget.
He's the old guy who came back when Tony Blundetto and all that. He ends up... They end up taking him back to jail.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Feach.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. The one that like was always telling jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like him either.
With a toe. Yeah. So, Pip Horrell asks, I'm sorry, hold on a second. I missed one from Andrew here. More likely at this point, football team in the bowl game or baseball in the regional? For me, it's football team in the bowl game.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What is your most unique spring break trip or experience? Mine was a tornado. I almost drove into the tornado while working for Mississippi Power on storm duty. I don't have anything like that. I don't really have a great spring.
Very
break
similar for me was the SEC tournament in 07.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Dome. That's probably my most unique spring break experience.
Yeah.
I got to go down there to Atlanta. We thought that State had a really good shot of winning the whole thing.
Yeah.
We stayed for one night and had to leave.
They did have a really good shot, by the way. They just didn't.
They did. Yeah, they blew it.
They blew it, yeah. Sheldon Nations, have you ever tried making your own homemade stock? It's a great way to use leftover rotisserie chicken or steak trimmings. I have. I have made homemade stock.
I haven't done that.
Yeah, just put some vegetables in there and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Cameron Katie, what's on the top of y'all's bucket list? I guess it's... You go first. You go first.
I'm not sure. I have so many things I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it's like traveling and stuff. I really want to go to the West, like see the old West, like and not like Arizona. I do want to go to that stuff, but like Utah, Wyoming, Colorado. I really want to go see that stuff.
Okay.
And I also want to go to Boston. And places like that, like on the East Coast that have a lot of history, whether it be Revolutionary times or Civil War, I really want to see some of those sites.
Those are a good choice. Mine are, I want to go, I've been to the Saints game in the Superdome, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to the other places, teams I cheer for. I want to go to Oracle Park and see the Giants. I want to go to the Crypto Center and see the Lakers. I'd love to go to Stamford Bridge and see Chelsea. I don't think I'll ever see that. The other two are at least attainable.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever cross the pond.
I got to mark one of those off. I went to the Steelers game. That was incredible.
And then I like to, I've been, but I want to go back to Vegas. I'm 48, right?
Yeah.
I probably don't have a whole lot of trips left in me, but I'd like to go to Vegas one more time.
Yeah, I want to go back to Vegas too.
So there we go. Thoughts on players opting out of NCAA 25? We're going to save that. Because we're going to talk about Arch Manning tomorrow.
Okay.
I want to get into that. Can't believe it. But I can at the same time.
I can.
Can at the same time. Corey Pilkington.
Oh, God.
Buckle up. Do you think if Cody Kennedy goes and eats a big bucket of crawfish, that the next time he even looks in the direction of a bathroom, they move the doomsday clock 1 minute closer to midnight? Don't hate on our guy, Cody, Coach Kennedy. We love that guy.
At least he didn't put you in that situation.
Yeah, it's true. It could have been me. Also,
he's kind of moving away from us at this point.
Kennedy! Sean Brown, what is a better use of NIL? Getting players for the baseball team next year or take all that money to make sure Cam and Josh both come back next year for basketball? The answer is always not baseball. I mean, it just is. You know, I'm not worried about NIL for baseball.
I mean, I think there's a world where you can both can be.
They can,
I think my biggest thing,
one is not hurting the other.
My biggest thing with the whole baseball versus basketball thing is the last administration and even before that put way too much emphasis in baseball while ignoring basketball.
They didn't care about it. Yeah.
Now, you got to give Cohen credit for getting Chris Jans.
Yeah.
And so that he is owed that, but I just don't
heard he wasn't too instrumental in that though.
Yeah, I think that you could...
The behind-the-scenes stuff.
I think that's going to be the case a lot in basketball. Mississippi State has a legitimate
network
in basketball.
Exactly.
Probably better than they do in any other sport.
Yeah, they do. You're right. Also from Sean, can David Mershon get close to Jake Mangum status if he continues to hit the way he is right now and stay for a few years? No.
No, he's too far behind now.
Mangum won the SEC and won the batting title as a freshman. Mangum played in 4 Super Regionals and 2 College World Series.
It's going to be really difficult. He didn't win a national title.
Doesn't matter.
But everything else, it's going to be really difficult to pass for anybody to pass him.
Yep. Reed Green, can the loser of this season's football pick'em wear a green suit similar to Ric Flair's suit while y'all go eat at Restaurant Tyler? That suit probably costs more than we make in a week.
Yeah, there's no way we could afford that.
So, no, the answer is no.
We could get a extreme knockoff version of it.
Yeah. Recently, I've seen a few graphics comparing 2019 LSU and 2001 Miami. On a neutral field, who do you think wins this game? I have an answer. You?
Miami is more well-rounded.
Mm-hmm. But?
But LSU had an offense that was, I mean, it was capable of scoring on every position.
This is why I'm picking LSU. Burrow over Dorsey.
Yes.
Burrow was just a better
quarterback. Dorsey was just a good college quarterback.
Good college quarterback, could do a lot, but took advantage of the incredible talent around him. Burrow was the best player on his team.
I think they had every single offensive starter get drafted.
Yeah. Like, off the top of your head, Burrow, Chase, Jefferson, The Terrace Marshall got drafted.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Got drafted. And Sadiq the tight Charles. End, Moss got drafted. Yep. And then like two or three of the...
Sadiq Charles.
Yeah, a bunch of the linemen got drafted.
Pretty much the whole offensive line.
Yeah. And then defensively, they were really good too, but yeah. On offense, yeah.
They were good enough they could get some stops for their offense to outscore the other team.
Yeah. Tyler Anderson, sort of a similar question to what we had earlier. Would you rather be blindside tackled by Ray Lewis or punched in the face by Mike Tyson? I'd rather just be punched in the face. I won't see it coming.
Yeah, but you're wearing pads.
It doesn't say that. It just says I'm blindside.
I just assumed.
Tackled. Now, if Ray Lewis isn't also wearing pads, I can live with that. I can probably be blindside tackled. But you don't know it's coming. I want to see it coming. He'll knock me out. I'll wake up. I'll be a little scrambled, and I'll be fine.
Both would suck.
It would suck, yeah. Mason Welch, if we let Lemonis go after this year, what will his legacy be here? A national championship winner or the guy that let the program fall apart? How long until he can come back to be honored for the championship? This is a great question.
Yeah.
Because I don't really know the answer.
I know the answer.
Okay, go ahead.
His legacy will be that he didn't capitalize off the national championship. And that's sad.
That's like, what is Gene Chizik's legacy at Auburn?
Same.
Yeah. Like, can he...
Everybody looks at him like
a fluke. But at the same time, like... In 2030, 20 years after that, he can come back and be recognized.
Yeah, I think Lemonis can come back.
So if Lemonis can come back in 2041
yeah.
and be recognized.
It'll be like a 15-year, 10-year.
It is what it is.
You know, yeah. They'll let him back. But yeah. People will always look at him like Gene Chizik, Ed Orgeron type. Like he just,
yeah.
he had that
yeah.
one good year,
yeah.
which in reality, I mean, his first 3 years were going to be good.
Yeah.
I just don't know what's happened.
Where are we here? Justin Holiday. You're starting a new career in the criminal underworld. Which TV character would you choose to help you build your new empire? Tony Soprano, Jax Teller, Tommy Shelby, Boyd Crowder, or Walter White? Walter White is the easy answer here. Guy started from nothing and was the biggest drug lord in America.
He was a scientist, pretty much, so yeah. He's smart.
He's smart. His ego was the only issue he had. Maybe we can keep that in check.
He got big.
Yeah. Parker Thomas, what are y'all's top five Will Ferrell movies, and why is Talladega Nights number one? It's not number one.
And it's got to be like Will Ferrell. Like,
well, I mean, he's one of the stars. He's one of the stars because he does a lot of you know, movies with two or three guys. Old School is number
Old
one.
Old School is one.
It's one. I think Step Brothers is two.
Step Brothers is up there.
Okay.
Elf? Elf, yes.
Okay.
Semi-Pro is funny.
It's okay. It's okay. I like it. It's good, but I think Talladega Nights is better than Semi-Pro.
Yeah.
So, is anything going to beat Semi-Pro for me? Yeah, that'll work. That's a good top five.
Grouping.
That'll work. Hunter Bulware, as a Jedi, what color and style lightsaber do you choose to wield? I'm a Sith, brother. I'm going red.
Red.
I'm all red. Yeah. You?
Red or green?
You can't be red. You can't be a Sith. You're too nice.
Why not?
You're too nice.
Am I?
Yeah.
Green
is fine, though. Yeah.
You were going to fight.
Yeah.
Are you going to be like Darth Maul and have the...
Darth
the
Hayden. Nah, I'm just going
okay.
one. That's too much. Make the perfect breakfast sandwich. Where do you get each ingredient from? Homemade biscuits and other ingredients are allowed, but who are those made by? I don't need to do anything here, all right? I'm going to go to Hardee's and get a monster biscuit.
You're just going to get a biscuit?
The monster biscuit at Hardee's. Ham, bacon, sausage, cheese, biscuit. Done.
So, we are allowing biscuits. This isn't just
yeah,
like
you can
a
get
sandwich.
You can make a biscuit, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I wouldn't mind a Midtowner biscuit.
No, I would probably... Yeah, that would be a good one.
I don't like eggs.
Changing it up and getting outside of the biscuit realm, I would do my mom's homemade bread.
That's a good call.
Two pieces that are toasted just a little bit in the skillet with butter.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to put some scrambled eggs on there. I know you don't like that, scrambled eggs on
there. That's your sandwich, yeah.
And some homemade strawberry jelly and bacon. That's all I need.
I got an idea. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be simple, but I think, what if we take one of your mom's cinnamon rolls?
Oh.
We cut it in half. We give it a little toast, and then put a sausage patty in there. Oh, yeah. I'm on the right path, aren't I?
Heavy breathing intensifies.
Yeah. Or, ooh. What about fried chicken? Like a boneless fried chicken thigh.
Ooh. yes.
Brother, we need to make that. We can do that. We can make that happen.
Very easily.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Tanner Bulware, he's back on the... Oh, he's going to test you. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
I got to look him up because I don't know them all. All right, Saltillo.
This is mascots.
Yeah.
Saltillo Tigers.
That's correct. Bay High.
They're also the Tigers, aren't they?
I don't know. All right, I got to look. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Gautier.
Gators.
That's correct, yeah. Columbia Academy.
Cougars.
You just rolling these off here.
Home of Logan Cook.
North Forest.
North Forest. What's their colors?
I'll tell you in a second. Hold on. Red, white, and blue.
Eagles.
You got it.
Let's go! Let's go!
There you go. That was pretty smart. That was pretty smooth there.
I can't believe I got North Forest correct.
Yeah. Mangum Cafe. Rank these three state flips. Mangum, Tanner Allen, Josh Hubbard.
Ooh.
That's three good ones. Tanner Allen's the right answer.
I think so.
That's one.
Well, he brought a national championship.
Yeah, he brought a national championship. Mangum, two. Hubbard. I mean, it's still early.
It's crazy that we were putting Tanner Allen ahead of Mangum, but I think the national championship. And he was SEC Player of the Year, too.
Yes. Have you noticed the change in music for baseball at the Dude? I've only been to two games. I haven't noticed. Is there a change?
I have. I have noticed a change.
Okay.
And there's a little more Creed in there.
That's good.
There's every now and then we just have like what some would call butt rock playing for about an hour straight. I enjoy that.
Okay. Any word on a spring concert at the Dude? I haven't heard anything.
They
would be announcing it by now.
It has been talked about. It is something that is up for grabs. I guess it's definitely been talked about and in the works.
We're only going to do a couple more questions here because we got to get out of here. Yeah, Frank Dukes, is Will Ospreay the best skilled wrestler in all of pro wrestling right now?
He's up there.
He's up there. I'll just put it like that. I mean, Omega is there. Ricochet is. On
I think
list.
He's ahead of
Nakamura.
Both of those.
Yeah. This is a good one. Ryan Sparks, my wife Becca cannot watch TV without closed captions. I have ears, therefore I don't need subtitles and find them annoying and distracting. When you're watching TV, are the captions on or off? Why are more people watching with subtitles now? I would never watch with captions.
My wife does this.
Really?
Every time I get on television, yeah. I have to turn them off.
Never.
It is so annoying.
Never done such a thing.
She is always watching stuff with the captions on, and I don't understand why.
That's weird.
I hate that.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It is distracting. It takes away from what I'm trying to see. I think it might be.
Is he saying his wife did it? I don't know.
Well, you know, like, she's like, I can't hear because, you know, Natty's talking or something. Like, she can't hear, so she turns the captions on.
I don't get it.
Turn it up.
Yeah. Joseph Dudgeon, what are your thoughts on kids posting their top 12? It's kind of funny to me. Like, what's stopping them from posting their top 20? Let's make it interesting. I agree.
I think it's just something that they do because they saw somebody else do it.
Yeah. Like 10 makes more sense.
Most of what kids do in recruiting is something that they've already seen somebody else do.
I agree. And our last one today, from Ian Lindner. Robbie, is Morgan Wallen what happens when country singers grow up listening to rap? Is Hardy what happens when country singers listen to alternative?
Very well could be. I think what you hear from Hardy right now, especially his rock stuff, is Limp Bizkit and Kid Rock.
Yeah, there's definitely some Kid Rock.
That is Hardy to the core, is what you're hearing when he does the rock stuff, is Kid Rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much like very Kid Rocky.
There's a thing going around today. There's like a meme. It's like, what are the first five words of the national anthem? And I really wanted to make ba with da ba da bang da dang diggy diggy said the boogie. I want that to be the one word so that up jump the boogie are the next four.
Yes.
I think that should
I
be.
I loved Kid Rock coming up, man.
There is no
Devil Without a Cause.
There's a lot
out.
Of people now, like his politics turn them off. Whatever. I don't care. everybody loved Ba Wa Da Ba.
When he came out with that stuff, it was we had not really heard that.
Yeah,
before.
It was so incredible.
He rapped, but his music was rock.
It was rock, exactly. So, all right, there you go. Tomorrow's show, we'll recap Mississippi State USM baseball. Also, we'll recap the big basketball game, Mississippi State Southern. Or, I'm sorry, Texas A&M. That's a late game, so future Brian may be involved in tomorrow's show. Until then, for Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Adad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.